will, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 29. Talking about building a life on the rock. Jesus Christ knows all about life, doesn't he? Anything we need, he knows about. In verse 24 of chapter 7 of Matthew, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to the wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall. And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your word. God, show us the truth here tonight in this passage of Scripture. And Lord, tonight, we know that you know all about us. You know everything there is to know. And Lord, we thank you that you know about life and you tell us how to build our lives. And Lord, tonight, if there's someone here who needs to hear this message, Lord, I just pray that they will open their, you will open up the eyes of their heart and let them see. And open up their heart to understand this passage of Scripture. And God will give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. John said Jesus Christ knew all about life. In him, the Bible says, was life. Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. He said in John, the 14th chapter, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John said Jesus did many other things in the passage of Scripture that disciples that are not recorded, but he said, these things I've written that you may know Jesus is the Son of God and that you might have life. God wants us to have eternal life. God wants us to know about life and make the right choices in life. And if we're looking to make the right choices, then Jesus says we must look to him. Jesus knows all about you. He created you. He knows when you were born. He knows when you're going to die. And folks, God said, I want you to have life. Now, the Sermon on the Mount, this is ending up the Sermon on the Mount. If you read, go back and read the Sermon on the Mount and all about it, it's devastating. Remember, Jesus Christ was a carpenter till he was about 30. He knew all about building buildings. He knew all about foundations. Excuse me. Got a catch in my throat. Need some water, Teddy. It's amazing. I praise God that you allowed me to go to Israel and walk where Jesus walked and see the houses that were built and the foundations that were built in those days. As we listen to this parable, as we read this parable, he says, everyone that hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, puts these words into practice as a wise man who builds his house on the rock. Now, here's the response of the people. The response of the people is in verse 28, 29. They looked at him, and the response was, they were amazed at his teachings and that he taught with such authority in his teachings. Not as the scribes were teaching. Jesus, when he taught, and he taught many times in these parables, he just brought to life what he was trying to say. And everywhere we go, we find the people followed him and flocked to him, and all were amazed. Many times it says, and the people were amazed at his authority. Friends, Jesus knew about people. And he knew about situations in life. And the Sermon on the Mount was just devastating because Jesus was saying, God is still measuring you by the same standards as the Ten Commandments were. You see, the Ten Commandments were given, and their principles in life. And he told them at the beginning, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of those who are trying to be righteous and keeping the Ten Commandments, you have no hope. Now, that'd be devastating, wouldn't it? If someone tells you, unless you're more righteous than those that were keeping the laws. And let me tell you something. Paul said, I've kept the law. I've done all these things. Jesus said, unless you're better than that, you have no hope. Heard a story about an agnostic. He was dying, and as he was dying, he was caught reading a Bible, and someone says, well, I see you've been converted. And he says, no, I'm just trying to find a loophole. Well, there's no loopholes in the Word of God. Jesus leaves no doubt that you and I are guilty of breaking the law. Every one of them. You know? And if we deny that grace and the power that he offers for forgiveness of sins, we have no hope. I'm just thinking here. Some of them said, well, I've never committed murder. And he says, well, if you've had hate in your heart against a fellow, that's murder. Well, I've never committed adultery. And he said, well, if you look on a woman with lust in your eye, that's adultery. Have you ever stolen anything? Well, then be honest with yourself. Have you ever stole anything? Anybody in here that hadn't stole anything? Raise your hand. I want to see you lie. I stole a piece of candy one time at a grocery store. I didn't ask for it, so I guess I stole it. Got caught. Fred Reeves. Never will forget Fred. He was a good fellow. He's always giving us kids things. And, you know, when I needed a candy bar, I just took that candy bar. It was a Hershey bar. Those things are always been good. I got caught with that thing, and of course, Daddy made me go back and apologize. And after I apologized and paid for it and got a whipping, well, I didn't want to steal no more. But you know what? We've broken the law, hadn't we? Every single one of us in our life, we've broken the law. And the Bible says if you broke one, you broke them all. You see? And Jesus says, if you're a father and your child asks for a fish, you're not going to give him a rock to eat. And he says, just as your heavenly Father in heaven will give you his spirit and his life, and if anyone asks him, he'll come to them. If anyone knocks, he'll answer. If anyone seeks him, he'll find him. God is not out there trying to hide from us. He wants us to have life. He wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to make the right decisions. And folks, that's what Jesus tries to tell us, I believe, in this passage of Scripture about life. You see, faith is decision making. If we're going to live, the Bible says, whatsoever not of faith is sin. So if we're going to live by faith, we have to make the right choices. And Jesus closes with this parable. And all of us experience these things that are in this parable together. Life, faith, decisions, storms, and foundation. That's all that's in this parable. Life, faith, decisions, storms, and foundations. And the parable is about faith. And faith is something, is not something that you say. You see, a lot of people say, well, preacher, I have faith. Well, James knocks that in the head. If you say you have faith and you don't have works, faith without works is what? Dead. Jesus said in chapter 7, verse 22, in that day many of you will call on me and say, Lord, Lord, and I will say to them, I never knew you. I said that this morning. Because you never let your life, he says, you never let your life reflect that you believed anything you said about me. You never let your faith have any substance to it. How about that? And because you never let your life reflect what you say or what you believe about me, he said, I don't know you. And he says, those who hear my words and do them are like faith making a right choice. You see, faith is making a decision in your life about what you really believe. If I really believe that God loves me, and if I really believe that He's the way to eternal life, if I really believe that we're going to die and go to hell if we don't trust Him as our Lord and Savior, if I really believe that He wants to have abundant life, and I say that, I say I really believe it, and I say I really surrender, then what all should I be doing? I should be wanting everybody I know to have that. Amen or oh me? Yeah, we should. We ought to want to tell everybody about Jesus. And Jesus said, if you really believe in me, then you'll make decisions in your life based on me, based upon what Christ wants us to do, not on what we want to do. I have people all the time tell me, well, man, I want to do this, and I'm going to do this, or, you know. We ought to do what God wants us to do in our life. That's what faith really is, doing what God wants us to do in life. And I believe with all my heart, He wants us to tell others about Jesus Christ. I believe with all my heart, He wants us to live for Him daily, seek His will. And Jesus speaks of wise people. He says, wise people do this. And then He speaks of foolish people. And they did this. And just as deliberately as someone chooses, he says here, the materials for a house. And I said Jesus was a builder. He knew how to build. Just as deliberately as He chooses materials for your house, you're building a house in your life. And just as deliberately as you choose the right materials to build your house, you ought to want to choose the right things in life to build your life upon. Amen or oh me? If it's harmful, we shouldn't want to do it. If it's fruitful and will multiply our lives, then we ought to want to do that. And see, if you really believe what you're saying about Jesus, you're going to want to make the decisions that Jesus Christ would make for your life. So we live our life and build our life, the Bible says, on decisions. And He says when you build your life with the right materials, then you are wise. But He also says there's foolish people. And foolish people build their lives upon things that are not so wise. You see, wisdom and foolishness are based upon the decisions that we make and build our lives. If you make a decision and it comes out real good in your life, people say, man, he was a wise man, doesn't he? Man, he made a good decision. He was wise there. But if you make that same decision and you fall flat on your face, they say, man, that was foolish. And we build our lives upon the decisions we make. And there's a common denominator amongst these two. Everyone building and making decisions will face some storms in life. What are storms in life? I mentioned one of them a while ago. Cancer. Man, cancer scares us to death, doesn't it? It really scares us to death. And no one is exempt from those kinds of storms. No one. So how do we face that? Well, if we built our life upon 40 years of studying the Word of God, if we know God's word, we know that he's going to see us through it, doesn't he? We know that, yes, we will face the pain, but he will see us through. And the Bible says over, when we pass through the fires and when we pass through the dark waters, you see, we will go through those things and come out on the other side. And you know, life for the Christian who has built his foundation on the right material, it says, when the storms came and the winds blew, that house is not going to fall. Your life, in other words, is not going to go to pieces because you have built, you have made the right decisions, you have built upon God's word, and he's a solid rock. I said Wednesday night, I believe it was Wednesday night, about the young man that fell into the, was on a shipwreck, and he swam to a huge rock, and he laid on that rock all night. Finally, when they come and found him, they asked, young man, were you trembling? And he said, yes, I was trembling, but the rock never moved. You will go through some storms that make you literally tremble, but Jesus Christ, he's a solid rock. Now we need to ask ourselves, what is our foundation? You see, there's a difference in this story. It says, upon what foundation are you building your life? Jesus says, he who hears my words and does them. Now, that's the difference, isn't it? He who hears my word and does them. He is the only foundation that will still be standing when the storm is over. But he who hears my words and does not hear them when the storms come and the rains fall, he'll be washed away. So tonight we need to ask ourselves in this parable, are we making the right decisions based upon what we say and believe about God's word? Someone asked me the other night, I did a wedding the other night. Boy, it was hot. It was outside. My sister's niece, and I don't know why they didn't have it on the other side of the tree. They had it on the west side of the tree in the sun. You can tell they're from country. But you know what? We make our decision, don't we, about who we're going to marry. And the discussion was, should we marry an unbeliever? Be unequally yoked. Folks, I don't know about you, but the Bible says don't be unequally yoked. We should marry a believer. Today it's hard enough to make a marriage work. Unless, and especially if we marry a non-believer. I hear girls all the time telling me, well, preacher, I believe if I marry him, he'll come to church with me. No, he won't. That's an unwise decision. You're laying a bad foundation for the start of your marriage. Same way with a man. Oh, I think I can change her. No, you can't. You're really bad because we ain't ever changed a woman. You just don't know, fella. But you know, how come we make those decisions? If we were reading God's word, we would know that you need to make a decision based upon God's word. And that's just one example, folks. Young people getting married, starting their life on the right foundation. Young people, if you're starting about getting married, think about that. You know, make your decision according to God's word. He says, he who hears my word and does them. You can hear all day long, but if you say, well, I'm going to go out there and marry the old boy that he looks good. He's got a lot of money. I'm going to marry him no matter what. You're not listening to God's word, and you're like the foolish person who builds your house upon the sand. There comes a day when money runs out. What happens when he goes broke? What happens when your children grow up? And nobody's in church anymore. And God's afar from you because you've come out of His will. Are you hearing His word? Are you doing His word? You know, I love that song. I love the old gospel songs, Brother Teddy. Those old gospel songs have so much meat in them. You know, we ought to be trusting Jesus. Man, I love that. Simply trusting as the days go by. You know, we ought to be doing God's word. We ought to be loving God's word. We ought to be following God's word with our life. And if we are, we're on that solid foundation. And if not, we're on the foolish foundation. And then what's your goal in life? You see, I think we ought to set a goal in life. I heard a young person say not long back, well, my goal is to grow up, get a job, and make a lot of money. Well, I know a lot of every young person wants to grow up, make a lot of money, and have a good job, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, Christ ought to be the center of all of that. He ought to be right in the center of that. And you ought to give Him your life. And yes, ask Him, pray for Him. He says He don't want you. You know, God wants you to have the best. God wants you to do well in life. And I believe if you'll trust God with all your heart, you're going to be happy. Whatever you make. You see? It's not how you... how much money you have is how much really life you have. And what if it rains and inflation comes along and recession comes or storms of depression comes? What kind of foundation will you have if you built it upon the money? And some people say, well, I built my life upon vocation. And my vocation is my job. And my vocation is what I build my life around. Some people build it on their vocation, and I've had people come say, I can't believe our company is broke. I can't believe they laid me off. And that happens a lot in our senior years. And then what about retirement? You see, what are we going to do in retirement? Some people just want to retire and say, well, I've done my share in vacation Bible school. I've done my share in church. No, you haven't. You haven't done your share. God's not through with you. You see, build that foundation on Jesus Christ. And the ultimate storm that comes along is found in Hebrews 9:27. It is destined for a person to die. Every one of us are going to face death. I told this story many times. A young girl was graduating from high school, and man interviewed her and said, young lady, what are you going to do when you graduate from high school? She said, man, I'm going to college and get my degree, and I'm going to be get my doctor's degree. Well, what then? She said, well, I'm going to find a good-looking man and marry him. And he says, well, that's good. What then? Well, we're going to grow old together and live our life together and have children together. He said, okay, what then? And she said, well, I guess we'll have a home and we'll retire. And he said, what then? She said, well, I guess we'll die. And he said, what then? What happens when you die? The Bible says it appointed a man wants to die and then the judgment. And if we haven't built our life on the right foundation, the Bible says, we'll spend an eternity lost. An eternity. What we gain here on earth is a vapor, the Bible says. And then it's over with. What are you building your life on tonight? Where are you looking for your strength tonight? What do you want out of life tonight? Paul said this, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Now, what is it to you to live? Paul says to live is Christ. Some people would have to say, well, for me to live is pleasure. Or to live is to make money. To live is to have that nice home. But Paul says to live is Christ. and to die. Well, that's gain. You see, he says, to die is a step up from what we have down here. And I believe with all my heart, man, this is just the preparation time to move on to a celebration time in life. The Bible says life is like a vapor and we're gone. And I believe death is just opening or moving from the physical world here into the spiritual world with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you, to live is your pleasure, or to live is your family, or to live is your job, then die is to miss the greatest celebration in life. It's to miss it all. Let me read to you that again, that most vital statement. The author of life has been telling people how to live, and he says this, he who hears these sayings of mine and, folks, does them, he is a wise man. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, he is a foolish man, because the storms will come and he will lose it all. What foundation are you building on? What are your decisions in life tonight based upon? They need to be based upon Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And if we're not making our decision based on the Word of God, we're not making the right decisions. And if you're here tonight and you've never made the decision of faith to trust Jesus Christ with your life, then you're like that foolish man, because you're built on the wrong foundation, and the storms will come. Death will come. You've got a decision to make tonight. What decision will you make? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that as we come tonight, so many of us, we have problems in life. Lord, we have trials in life. We've made wrong decisions. But the Word says, if we confess those mistakes, we confess those sins in our life, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us and set us upon that solid rock and let us start over. And Heavenly Father, if we have made bad decisions, if we've never trusted you as our Lord and Savior, Lord, I pray tonight that we'll do that. And Lord, if we're facing some decisions that we need guidance on, may we look to you, the author of life, the one who knows it all about life. May we look into your word and see your word to make the right decision. Not somebody else's decision, but your decision for our life. And Lord, if we're saying that we love you and saying you are the answer, and Lord, if we're not doing what we say we believe, Lord, let us make a decision tonight, right here and now, to say, yes, I'm going to start doing what I say I believe. And we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.